I'm now joined on the phone by Dale Ringland, one of Australia's leading musical directors and accompanists. He's kindly joined me to have a chat about an upcoming production with State Opera of South Australia in the Dome Room. Dale, thanks so much for chatting with me.
That's my pleasure.
So tell us about the show. It's based on a true story, based on an Australian actor from the turn of the 20th century, Shakespearean actor based in London, and his relationship with his partner and his production of and creation of Chu Chin Chow.
That's correct. And that was Oscar Asche. And he was an Australian born to a Norwegian father. And before he went to London, he lived a fairly exotic life here in Australia, sailed up to New Guinea, was on ships. I rather suspect he was involved in the slave trade here at that time, in bringing workers from the islands to Australia. It's all very hazy, but it was certainly an exotic life, rather like Errol Flynn a bit later on.
Mm.
But he did go to England and studied acting, and he became renowned. In fact, he was hugely famous during the late Victorian era and right through into the Edwardian era and beyond, and was massively famous, but particularly for extremely lavish Shakespearean productions. And then he became a producer as well and started producing some fairly exotic and massive productions. An early production of Kismet was one of them, which was hugely successful. And Chu Chin Chow was to be the biggie, which was the one he actually wrote. And it ran for 5 years, and in its time was the most successful musical ever produced.
Wow.
I'd say it was probably in its time the Phantom of the Opera of that period. It was so big.
Mm.
It made a fortune for all concerned.
Mm.
And yeah.
Wow. It seems like there's quite a few stories of late where it's really fascinating to look at the story behind the story that people know may have heard of Chu Chin Chow and because of its popularity, but to know what went on behind the scenes and what impact the creation of this show had on Asche and also his partner, Lily Brayton.
It cost them their
relationship, didn't it?
It did. Yes, we do the play in three acts, and of course the first act is all about how he's trying to sell this play, but the second and third acts is the slow deterioration of his whole relationship, not just with his wife, Lily, but with everyone who'd helped him get there in the first place, which so often happens. But the strange thing is he's been virtually airbrushed out of English theatre history entirely,
mm.
which is, you know, considering his fame at the time, it's quite extraordinary. And yes, he came to Australia several times in the early part of the century, but when he came back with Chu Chin Chow, he came back like a conquering hero. Some of the contemporary reports in Sydney of the time actually reflect on his massive spending. He was living like a king, truly.
Mm.
He'd leased a huge motor yacht in Sydney and spent most of his time on that, living on Sydney Harbour. And, yeah, it was quite extraordinary. And he ended up broke, absolutely flat broke. The last act of our play takes place in 1924, which was 6 years after Chu Chin Chow's success. And he tried to mount another big production, which ended in colossal failure. And he was broke, and that was it. He never, ever recovered from that.
Wow, the dizzying heights and the
that's right.
The disastrous downfall is just
that's right.
Yeah, I mean, you go for the highs and you got to those lows as well. And so, how did this is the world premiere of this production in the Dome Room, and the title comes from because it was where the original reading of the play was held in the Dome Room of Her Majesty's. Is that right?
We've taken a bit of a liberty there. Mm. It had to happen somewhere, and we suspect it could well have been there,
right.
Since he was very close to Beerbohm Tree, who actually had the lease on His Majesty's at the time, and a great many of his productions were with him. So we've set the play up. Each act takes place at a different time up there. The first act, as I say, is he's trying to sell the play. The second act takes place during the interval, 6 months after the play has opened. And the final act takes place 6 years later. But they all happen at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, which we just thought was interesting.
And so, how did you come to be involved as composer for this production? And you actually have a personal connection to Chu Chin Chow as well.
Well, it was quite extraordinary. Rob George, the writer, had been working on the play for about 18 months. He'd gone through three or four rewrites by the time it got to me, and he approached State Opera to see if there was anything there that interested them, and Tim Sexton at the time said there was, and Rob was looking for a composer who had some understanding of the period, and given my age, I sort of grew up with a lot of that music when I was a boy in the early 1950s. A lot of the music was still very current from those shows. And my mother was actually connected with a production of Chu Chin Chow about that period. It was a very short revival of it, which has disappeared into history. I doubt that anyone ever even remembers it. But it did happen, and they were still using the original costumes from the original production, which is quite extraordinary too.
Wow.
So that was my connection, and Tim just rang me while Rob was in his office and said, would I be interested? And I said, well, yes, why not? Let's give it a go. And we went from there.
Great. Well, it sounds fantastic. And as I said, it is the world premiere, and it's happening next Friday and Saturday.
As an opera studio
production here in Adelaide. Are there plans to take it elsewhere?
Well, we'd like to, but at this stage, this is the first time we've managed to actually get a staging, thanks to State Opera, and it will remain to be seen what happens after this. Just to get it to this stage is quite an achievement at the moment with musicals. The next step, of course, is much harder, actually finding a producer who's willing to spend the money on it and take the risk. But we think it might be a risk worth taking. It's very tuneful. We've tried to stage it in a similar manner to the style of a West End musical of the period. So the music dovetails neatly with some of the songs from the show that we interpolate into the score. So it's a very tuneful score. We're doing it with two pianos at this stage, which is quite nice. Ultimately, it would be lovely to have an orchestra, but that's, I think, a long way down the track yet. However, we've got it to this far. It's taken, well, since Rob started writing it, I think it's been 3 years in the making up to this point. So there's a way to go yet, I think.
Yeah, well, as is the nature with these works and tackling
right.
it, they're constantly evolving and getting better each time. So
that's right.
Yeah,
my
fingers are crossed for next Friday and Saturday. It sounds like a great project.
So are our fingers crossed, yes. So, yes, we just hope we can get enough people there to make it quite an exciting opening, and then we can take it to the next step.
Beautiful, beautiful. Well, Dale, thanks so much for chatting with me about the show, and I hope it all goes well, and it sounds like a great production.
Good, thank you very much.
No problem at all. So that's Dale Ringland there, and he's talking about In the Dome Room, which is the next production from the State Opera of South Australia, a new work by Adelaide's Rob George, looking at the life and work of Oscar Asche and his creation of Chu Chin Chow. It's happening next Friday and Saturday, and you can go to the State Opera's website for more information.